Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program. I'm Sam McIntosh, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Kathy Williams, candidate for a Crawfordsville City Council seat in a special election on August 28th. Kathy, you are running for a city council seat for the city of Crawfordsville in a special election that's on August 28th. To start off, how about you tell me a little bit about yourself?
Okay, well, I have lived in Crawfordsville for 55 years. I moved to Crawfordsville when I married my husband, Harold Williams, who ran a service station and transmission shop. I graduated from Mercy Hospital School of Nursing in Iowa City in 1962. And I received a Bachelor of Science of Nursing from Iowa Wesleyan College in 1993. I'm a retired RN. I practiced nursing for 53 years at Henry County Health Center, the Hospital and Home Care, Great River Medical Center in Burlington, Iowa, school nurse for Waco for a few years, and Mercy Hospital in Iowa City. I retired in, I believe it was 1973. I never have served in public office. I have attended city council meetings on an irregular basis.
Are you involved in your community, any organizations or volunteering you've done?
Yes, I am. I am a member of the United Church of Crawfordsville and have been a member of the parish council for different terms over the years. I've served on various church committees throughout the years. I attend the United Church Women meetings, and I co-chaired the summer lunch PAC program early this summer. I belong to Wednesday Study Club, which is a social club with a reading and civic service focus.
Why did you decide to run for Crawfordsville City Council?
Well, I'm running for Crawfordsville City Council because I am interested in Crawfordsville and the working and decisions of the City Council. It is a town where I live in and I own property in. I feel like I want to be a part of it, and I like Crawfordsville. I think it has potential to stay where it is, at least. It'd be nice if we could maybe progress with maybe more businesses, but it's a small town.
Do you have any goals or priorities that you would, you know, set out for if you were elected to the City Council?
Right now, the City of Crawfordsville has 7 remaining businesses, a bank, 3 agricultural-based feed and grade companies, a wood products business, and 2 used car dealerships. There are quite a few rental properties in town, so I would really like, I wanted to mention too that we have a very skilled fire department and first responders unit. We are a residential community mostly. We are a part of the Waco school system. We have a very nice, up-to-date grade school. The interior is very nice. It's air-conditioned, well-kept school. And the United Church of Crawfordsville is an excellent place to worship, and it has a ground-level entry. We have a post office, and oh yes, we do have a 4-hole golf course.
With what you've mentioned in the organizations that you're in, how would that affect your decision-making, the city council, or at least any sort of, I guess you mentioned, you know, you'd love to grow the economic, the local business sector of the town?
I'm interested in Crawfordsville at least maintaining the status quo that it has now. We have a good water supply. I think the town, there are some things I would like to see some improvements, mainly the main street through town. Half of it has been asphalted, the other half has not. We do have not as big a tax basis as a larger city, and so that means that we do have to watch the dollars and the amount that is spent. But I think just improving the assets the community has, maintaining what we have, trying to keep the community safe, which I feel it is a safe community to live in. I feel comfortable at night when I go to bed. So those are things that we just need to maintain. We need to look maybe forward. Like I said, we do have an excellent fire department and first responders unit. There's a Crawfordsville Community Club that provides a lot of, we have a special day every year. They have a parade and they sponsor that and other events in town, which is good.
And in closing, is there anything you'd like to say to voters heading to the polls August 28th?
Well, I would like to be a member of the city council, but I do want to have everybody exercise their right to vote. That's a very important thing. Please do that. And also be sure and remember to take some type of identification with you. It's very important that you have that, or you will not be allowed to vote.
That's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa with Kathy Williams, candidate for a Crawfordsville City Council seat in a special election on August 28th. You can find this and the other candidate interview at kciiradio.com. I'm Sam McIntosh with KCII News.